from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want players that want to be here, and players that give me a quick, I'm not sure I want to be a Saber because of whatever, then we move on to the next. I don't even give it a second thought. But yeah, it doesn't even really faze me in terms of any of that type of stuff. But yeah, of course, it's always going to be part of that. We have to hold up our end of the bargain here and win more hockey games, become a playoff team that's year after year there. But we're on that journey now, you know, and that's where we need to take a step, and we need to do it this year.
Sabres general manager Kevin Adams. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy will be in about an hour. We'll have Matt Beauvais on at 8:30 as well. Sabre development camp continues. What are we looking at for schedule today? We're looking at, I know tomorrow morning is the 3-on-3 scrimmage.
Yep, 9:15.
9:15. What's today? Today is 11-12. 11-12. Go see some Consta Helenis. And others. A couple of local, Gavin McCarthy, Patrick Geary, they're drafting the local guys. They brought in Dennis Gilbert the other day as well. So the junior Sabres starting to churn out some prospects. At least, you know, guys that are getting drafted. 803-0550 is the phone number. So Adam's there on players that don't want to be here and how he doesn't give it a second thought. We talked about that a little bit yesterday and how I don't want to believe him 100%. Because it'd be crazy if someone goes, I don't know. And you just go, never thinking about him again. The Sabres, this is where I'm at with all of this. With, do guys want to play here? How big a problem is it? I think if you look back in their history, there are many examples of them running into problems, even when they weren't in a 13-year playoff drought. Remember when Darcy had the chains off and Pegula came in and said, you can spend to the cap, you can do whatever you want. And Darcy tried to go in, right? He tried to go all in. Sign Erhoff, let me sign Leno, and let me try and trade for an older, stay-at-home, second-pair defenseman. They traded for Robin Regier. Robin Regier was not a superstar player. He was not Sidney Crosby. He was a longtime Flames defenseman that never put up anything in the sense of points, but he was a good, steady, stay-at-home defenseman. And he's 31, and the Sabres want to trade for him. So they do. And he tells them, no, I have a no-trade clause. I'm not waiving it for you. That was in 2011. that a guy who wasn't that great, he was okay, he was good, he had a role, but he wasn't some star player, told them no. And that was not on the heels of a 13-year playoff drought. That was on the heels of making the playoffs and having a new owner come through the door. We're going to build this new hockey facility next door. We're going to spend to the cap. We're going to spend, invest more money. Time, everything right now. We're sole existence for sole reason for existence is to win a Stanley Cup. All the vibes were through the roof that offseason. And Robin Regier told them no. How Slava Kozlov, like how many other examples are there throughout time? I'm sure there's plenty. I found a clip or a comment quote from Chris Drury yesterday when he got traded to Buffalo, where his, I don't think they had no trade clauses back then, or at least he didn't have one. And his first comment on upon getting traded to Buffalo was, yeah, I don't really know how to feel about it. I mean, they're not, even when they weren't, Drury might have got traded in a dark time. That might have been bankruptcy. But you know what I mean? In general, if the guy doesn't know about the area, hasn't been here, experienced the hockey market, they don't know what it's like. So
this could even branch to the Bills too. I mean, think about like when Jim Kelly came here. Like,
oh sure, yeah.
Like it's
going to be a little harder.
You're competing with big markets.
Yes, that's always going to be there. That's always going to be there, and you're always going to have a little bit of a tougher time than right the Rangers will or the Leafs will or a bunch of those teams. But then you add the drought on top of it. You add the reputation of the club on top of it. And I do think it's right that most players in the league, if not all, that have no trade protection, have the Sabres listed. Like, what would we say is a good reason to play here? And one thing you could say is how much we care about it, right? How much do we care about the team? You'll be a rock star here if you want that. Not everybody does. Not everybody wants to be hounded every time they go out. But if you want to be a star here, you go out and everybody, a lot of people are going to recognize you. And if you're good, you're going to be a king in this city. But other places, you know, Dallas, Florida, you'll fade into the background. You can walk through the mall and not be noticed. And some guys like that. So it depends what you want. But how do you know that that's what it's like here? When they're good. When a lot of these guys, like Martin Nietzsche, who's 25 years old, was 10 the last time the Sabres were legitimately good. How is he supposed to remember that? Do you remember, as a Sabre fan, what do you remember those Minnesota Wild teams of 2010 or of 2007? Who else was good? The Devils teams of then. Maybe you do a little bit. Do you remember what it was like there? Like, what are they supposed to know about what it was like here if they weren't here? The thing that would get them to come here, I just don't think is reasonable to have any value to them. So, okay. If it's true, and I think it very much is, that they have a tough time getting players to come here, how much of an excuse is that, though, for Adams? Where we're at with the GM is very interesting because he is not someone that was hired from a typical hockey background. GM background, I should say. And that, you know, had him not getting a lot of favorable reviews or maybe not a lot of hope that it would go well from the outset. I mean, who, when he was hired, would have had much confidence that, oh, this is going to go great? You might like Kevin Adams a lot as a person, but if you're a Sabre fan and you see, okay, they fired Jason Botterill, thank goodness, we're sick of that. Okay, they brought in Kevin Adams, or they promoted Kevin Adams. Like, oh, okay, VP of Business Administration, right? And before that, you know, would have worked in the Sabres organization for years and in a multitude of different roles. Assistant coach, way back when, played in the NHL, which I don't care about. In fact, I think it's kind of ridiculous how many former players are GMs in the league. But if you like that, he's got that box checked. But that resume did not scream out oh, this guy is just banging down the door to be a general manager in the NHL. Your starting point was a little weird. But what he was hired because the Pegulas trusted him. And I remember that press conference that Terry and Kim did when they announced Adams as the GM. And the part of their reasoning on why they thought it would work was they felt let down by hockey people. They said that. They felt let down by hockey people. And here was a guy in Kevin Adams that they trusted because every role they had put him in, he did well in. So let's do that with general manager. Not your traditional, hey, let's do a search, let's go interview candidates from other teams, and let's bring in this guy who is an assistant GM and has been in training on this other team. He's going to come over here, and he's going to build it up. We might not have a lot of previous experience with him, but you know, this is the best candidate on the market. Guys like that get 4 years, like we've had here, and don't make the playoffs. And if you're not if it's not going well in year four, well, that's all she wrote. That's all you get. But is Adams going to be the same situation? Is Adams different? Does Adams get to go for as long as it takes? Does he get to go for 5 years, 6 years if they don't make it? You'd like to think there's still some standard for, all right, sure, you've drafted well, but when it's time to make these moves, I can't get them done. Now, how much of that is his fault, though? And how much of that is a legitimate excuse in his defense? And I do think it's probably some. But how much do you accept players not wanting to play here as an excuse for Kevin Adams? As a defense of his inability or the team's inability to get the big splash trade done, the top, as I'll point out again, and it's going to be, to me, the theme of this offseason. You know, they can talk about how they improved the bottom six, and I'm sure that will be talked about a lot. How, hey, their goal this offseason was, we're going to remake the bottom six, and that's our priority one. And I don't buy it. I'm not telling you that wasn't a priority for them and that they didn't want to do that. But I'm not buying for a second that that was their top priority. When all of the reporting from people that are plugged in, you know, it's not your hockey blog message board. It was Elliot Friedman. It was Pierre LeBrun. It was Dave Pagnotta. Maybe there were others that for months, would point out, what do the Sabres want to get done this offseason? Oh, I think they want, guys, the guys that are plugged in the league said what they wanted was a top six forward and a third line center. And I guess I could have been wrong. How could it be wrong, though? Those things seemed obvious that they would want. You want a top six forward and you want a third line center. It'd be crazy to me if they didn't want those things. But we had credible reporters out there saying, yeah, this is what they want. They want a top six forward and a third line center. And we're sitting here on now July 3rd, and they haven't got it done. They haven't added either of those two things. So, for me, the theme of this offseason, as much as it'll be, well, we improved the bottom six, we got tougher to play against, it's also going to be you swung and missed on the two things you wanted most. And again, I don't know, though, how much criticism I want to levy against Kevin Adams for that. I think it's got to be a good amount, though. It can't be, you know, I mean, I'm sure there's a legitimate roadblock with a lot of these players. Maybe they were going to get Martin Nietzsche and he told them no. I don't know. Be nice to know that, right? Because it'd be much easier to evaluate the job the GM is doing if you know, like, what are your roadblocks? What really is the extent of them? Because we know We know that it's on some level, but is it just impossible?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Is it impossible? Is anybody that's sitting in that chair going to run into the exact same problems that you are? Where we have to just wait, basically. We have to wait for this team to internally and naturally grow. That we have to wait for all the picks to hit. We have to wait for all of the young guys to grow together, for it to mesh, for them to get to the playoffs. And then, once I've established some credibility in the NHL as a team, as an organization, then maybe I can start pulling off some of these finishing moves that we need to. That might be their only path. Might be all that's available to them. But this is where I get tripped up, because it is still the job of the GM. Hey, if the weaknesses that we've identified are, what do we need to push this team into the playoffs? We need to end this freaking drought. How are we going to do it? And if the two things you identify are a top six winger and a third line center, and whatever the reasons are, you can't get yourself to get those two players, I mean, it's time to try somebody else. Is it time to, I mean, I'm wondering about names like Brian Burke all of a sudden. I've never liked that idea. Or a guy like that running the organization. Jim Rutherford. Ken Holland just retired, didn't he? But like one of these lifer hockey executives that are, in my opinion, just dinosaurs in the league. That, like, honestly, I don't want to end up there. I want to believe that the way Adams has tried to build his hockey department, the way he tries to identify players, the way he pays guys right away, he's leaned in more to analytics with building an analytics staff, Karmanos. I want to believe that way can work and should work. But if I can't get it done when I need things, when there are important pieces on the team that I need to have and I can't buy them, do I want to allow at some point someone else to take a swing at buying the same thing? And I don't know, like, the reason I bring up Burke and Holland and Rutherford. Is Rutherford even available? Isn't he running a team right now, by the way?
He's with the Canucks, I believe.
He's with the Canucks. Okay. Burke's available. Is Brian Burke available before I even like go down this path at all? He's 69 years old, and he's the executive director of the Professional Women's Hockey League. All right, so he has a job, but can I get him to come run my team? Like, what would be the reasoning why, by the way, I'm even mentioning that? Like, someone in the league that has a proven track record of getting things done in the marketplace. That's why I mention him. I don't think he's a very good evaluator of talent in the year 2024. I'm going to be terrified of... I would be legitimately terrified of some of the mindsets that would be instilled in the Buffalo Sabres. But I guess I'm getting to a point where I just don't know what else to do. And isn't this it? Isn't this it? You can't have the excuse forever of, well, players don't want to play here. What am I supposed to do? I don't know. Like, again, the only thing I get to is, can I let someone else try to get it done? We'll see. I mean, it's also very possible they just make the playoffs this year. It's possible. I'm very interested to see what their over-under is. What's it going to be? Last year it was like 91 and a half points, and that would have made the playoffs. This year, is it going to be like 82, 83, 84? Like, you might think they're going to be a bubble team again, but it's there. The path is there. If Thompson's back to form and Cousins figures something out and the goaltending holds up and Lindy has them playing a better style, a more clear style, and the bottom six doesn't get you killed, like, all right, there you go. Now you're in and we don't have to talk about this. Now we don't have to even... you know, hyper-focus on, oh, you got to make a trade, you got to make a trade. Now you're just in, and now it's go time. And no one's talking about what's the GM's tenure. How much rope does he have? Winning solves all that. But that hasn't happened yet. And I think what we're headed for, given that, again, I want to point this out as much as possible, they didn't land the two things they either should have or did want most. Top six winger, third line center. To me, it's a failed offseason if you can't get those two things, or even one of those two things by the start of the season. Still months to go, by the way. But if they enter the season without those two things and the season starts to go off the rails, I mean, it's going to get ugly. Fans already, I think the approval rating for the GM is already a lot lower today than it was, I mean, certainly a year ago, and seems to be decreasing little by little. That if the season, if they start 4-7-1, I think it gets ugly quick. However full that building will be, I think it'll be ugly pretty quick. Will it be uglier than last year? You know, they chanted fire Granato one night, and maybe that's all it would be. 803-0550 is the phone number. The blueprint is there. But I'm wondering about, like, you know, two. I mentioned some of those names, those lifer, dinosaur, hockey executive guys. I mean, I wonder what Pegula's thinking in all this. Adams has been a good soldier for him in a multitude of different roles for years. What does he think of this? Because he said 4 years ago when he hired him that he thought Adams will rise to the challenge. And if going into year five, it doesn't look like it's going in the right direction, what then? Do you let him keep going? Continuity? Not want to rock the ship? Give him another shot at it? And will you kind of revert? Will you, because 4 years ago the comment was, feel let down by hockey people. Well, the names I just mentioned are as hockey people as it gets. So will you go back to that? Will you promote someone from within again? Or will you go for guy that's going to come establish credibility, and even if there are some major red flags, like maybe that's all they need. right now. Please, by the way, because I'm sure I'll get this tweet or this text, please let them not hire Stan Bowman. If there ever comes a day where they fire Kevin Adams, which might never happen, they might just make the playoffs and then this is a dead subject. There's no reason to talk about it. The NHL announced this week, they kind of tried to bury it within free agency, that they've reinstated Joel Quenneville and Stan Bowman from Chicago. Don't do that. The grossest part about that is the word rehabilitation was mentioned with those two and zero specifics. What does that mean? What have they done? What steps have they taken? Or was it just you waited 2 years and now you're back in? Wouldn't want to go near that. 803-0550 is the phone number on all of this. Is it an acceptable excuse for Adams not landing top six forward, third line center, that players just don't want to play here? Is it acceptable to defend him on that front? Let me know what you think at 803-0550. 4th of July tomorrow. The sun is out. It's going to be warm today. Hopefully you can find some water tomorrow to stand in or swim in, because it's going to be in the high 80s. 803-0550 is the phone number. Jeremy will join in about a half hour. Matt Bove in about an hour. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.